break. Bull wacky.
My name is Alice Bieberdick. I'm 16 years old. Today is January 14th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Liz McShane Bieberdick, who is my mom, and we're recording this interview in Wilmette, Illinois. What is something you're passionate about?
Skating.
Ice skating?
Yes.
Okay. How would you describe me to someone who's never met me?
Talkative. Happy. Lots of interests.
Who were your grandparents, your great-grandparents? Do you have any memories of them? And what kind of work did they do?
My grandparents, I remember. You got names?
Yeah, sure.
Harry Ward and Marguerite Ward were my maternal grandparents, and I met and knew both of them. My paternal grandparents, my dad's parents, I only knew my grandfather. My grandmother on that side died when my dad was 21.
Do you know what they did for a living?
My grandfather on my father's side was a probation officer in New York City. And my grandparents on my mother's side, my grandmother was a homemaker, and my grandfather was, I think, something financial, but I'm not quite sure. I think he worked in the financial industry, but he was not an analyst.
Tell me the story of how you met Dad.
I met him working in a restaurant in the city. He was the sous chef, and I was waitressing.
Describe your marriage proposal.
He asked me to marry him after a little bit of back and forth at Buckingham Fountain in Chicago.
Can you tell me about your wedding day?
What do you want to know?
How it felt? I guess.
I think it was a pretty well orchestrated day. I don't think I felt nervous or uptight about anything. I think I had a good time. I enjoyed it. I do feel a little bit like it was a little surreal.
Tell me about the day I was born. How did you feel the first time you saw me?
I was ecstatic the first time I saw you because I was so happy to be done having that baby.
Tell me about your parents.
My parents were both New Yorkers that had moved to Chicago for work, and they weren't particularly in love with living in the Midwest. And so their attitude about the Midwest and their New York attitude kind of colored our lives.
Tell me, you already told me about your grandparents. So what did your mom and dad do?
My mother was a homemaker, and my dad was a manufacturer's rep for an eyewear company.
Where were our ancestors born?
My dad's parents were born in Ireland, and my mother's parents were born in America.
Are there any traditions that you've passed down through our family that you can tell me about?
We walk on the beach a lot. We skate. That was something that was passed down from my mom. She loved it. We are passionate about the theater.
Mm-hmm.
That was passed down.
Do you know the story of why our ancestors came to this country?
Well, my maternal grandparents were born here,
mm-hmm,
but they were of German background, so they mm-hmm came to the country, I don't know, I assume, to start a new life in America like everybody else did.
Mm-hmm.
And my Irish grandparents came to get away from the poverty in Ireland.
And do you know what years they came?
I don't know what years they came.
But your dad was born in America?
My dad was born here.
Okay.
And I think my grandparents on my Irish side were married here.
Okay. They came young?
They came young.
What did your parents do for me? I already asked that. What does your parents' childhood compare to yours?
They were vastly different.
Mm-hmm.
My father grew up in the Bronx in New York with, I think, another 6 siblings.
Wow.
With not a lot of, a lot, with barely any means. Mm-hmm. And they're both Depression era kids. My mother grew up in Queens, and her family had some means, but it was tight.
Yeah. So when what were the years they were born? When were they born?
My dad was 1927 or 8, and my mother was born in 1932.
Where were your parents born? You already answered this, but...
Queens, my mother, and Bronx, New York.
Okay,
New York.
Both New York. Mm-hmm. And they met in New York?
Correct.
Do you know how they met?
They met through a mutual friend.
Okay. How has the world changed since you were my age?
I think it moves at a much faster pace. There's 100 different ways to be electronically connected. When I grew up, you waited for the phone in the kitchen. There was a phone in the kitchen with a really long cord, and you could walk all the way up the stairs and maybe get some privacy. And then somebody yelled at you to get off the phone because it was too late.
Yeah.
This is unique to the North Shore area, but I grew up in the North Shore area, but there was not this packing your schedule with 1,000 activities. Mm-hmm. You chose one thing. You did one thing, and that was it.
Yeah.
You didn't do 500 things.
Right. Has the North Shore changed since you were my age?
Dramatically.
How?
There's an intensity about money, houses, accomplishments. I think everybody wants their kid to be the best at everything and doesn't want to ever say that they failed at something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a focus on materialism that's different than it was.
Yeah, it wasn't like that when Mm-mm. you were my age.
Not as bad.
It still had a feel of it,
yes,
though.
Yes, it had. It was the North Shore. It has money. It's a money place.
What, if anything, would you do differently if you were my age again?
I might pay a little bit better attention in school. I might look to more open doors for where I thought my life was going. I might have not been so focused on what I thought one path would be.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been more open to lots of paths because you never really end up on the same path you thought you were going to be on. When you're your age, you think you're going to be on one path.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that there's so many different forks in the road and you have no idea which ones are going to open up. And if you're open to them, I think you have a better chance of finding what you're really passionate about.
How did you pick the career you chose?
I picked the career I chose by default.
What's your career?
My career was, I was in the restaurant business. I skated professionally for a couple of years, and then I took a job in the restaurant business because my major didn't match up with the experience I had gotten after work. And so I was in the restaurant business, and then I taught skating, and now I've gone back to the restaurant business. So I didn't really choose a career. It kind of chose me.
Have you ever traveled back to, I know you went to Ireland once, but, like, did you go where your family had been?
No.
Really? Where is your family from in Ireland?
From the north of Ireland. And at the time that I visit Ireland, there was too much turbulence in Northern Ireland, and the person I was traveling with did not want to go.
What was the turbulence?
There was a lot of fighting going on between the IRA and the British occupier.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever been... So your mom's side of the family is from Germany. Have you ever been to Germany?
I've been to Germany, but my mom's family is removed from... They don't have any relatives over there, so there was no...
Do we have any relatives left in Ireland or Germany?
I don't know the answer to that.
I think we might on dad's side.
I think
for Germany.
We might, and then we might, but they might be distant cousins. There's certainly cousins in Ireland, but they're ones that my cousins are keep in touch with and might be able to answer that, but I can't.
Mm-hmm. And then what was your first job like?
My very, very first job that I ever did ever?
Yeah.
Well, that was babysitting.
Okay.
And then I worked at Baskin-Robbins in college.
Really? How was that?
Horrible.
Why?
Because it's a go-nowhere kind of job for not a lot of money.
Yeah. Do you, don't know, is there, because of our heritage and our, like, ethnic background, do you, like, are there any traditions or something we do up big because of our, because of, like, we're Irish or German or something?
Yeah, we do a huge, we do, St. Patrick's Day is, like, a national holiday.
So. Yeah, is there any, like, foods or something that your parents would make or
no,
traditions, neither, like, back then?
My mother was not a good cook and didn't pass them down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think my mother-in-law, my grandmother was a very good cook. And Ingrid was, you know, my mother-in-law was okay, but she didn't really pass down a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing traditional from their families.
Yeah, but they had a lot. But your mother-in-law's family had a lot. Didn't they have a lot of, like, German stuff around? Weren't they really mm-hmm. big on that?
Yeah, and doing the history and your grandfather, your great-grandfather did, you know, your grandfather did a lot of, did a book on the family history.
From Germany to
correct.
Now.
Correct.
Nice. All right. Thank you.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. I was being interviewed.